And as promised, we say hello to one of the best defensive players in the National Football League, friend of the radio program, DeMeco Ryans from the Houston Texans, who's nice enough to give us a few minutes live at our SED here at the Players Hotel. DeMeco, good to see you once again. It's Adam and Solly. How are you?
Doing great, man. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. You've had a couple of wonderful years in your short 2 years in the National Football League, your first year, your Defensive Player of the Year. Now your second season, you get the trip over to the Pro Bowl. What has the experience been like for you?
It's been a great experience. You know, just you know what I expected. All the guys here is just, you know, great guys just to be around, just to hang out with. Everybody's friendly and nice, and it's just always good to come to beautiful Hawaii and be able to take this atmosphere in. It's just lovely.
And it's interesting, DeMeco, you heard the end of our conversation. There are people who actually want to change the location of the Pro Bowl, move it somewhere else, maybe Miami or Orlando, maybe shift it to the week between Championship Sunday and the Super Bowl. Doesn't make any sense. You like having it right here in Hawaii. You like the atmosphere. You like what you can do with your friends and your family and everything that Honolulu has to offer.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I've been here. This is my third time coming. I came twice in college. So I love coming out to Hawaii just because it's so relaxing. And it's just such, like I said, it's just such a beautiful place. So I would love for the game to continue to be here.
What do the players do? I know you guys go over, you have practice, a light practice, but what do you guys do in some of the free time that you have together?
Man, guys just hanging out around the pools, just chilling, man. That's about
get
it.
Get to talk a little guys, trash, get to reminisce a little bit about what transpired in the 07 season.
A little bit. You know, the guys ran it up a little bit, but not too much. Everybody's just laid back, just having a good time.
I just want to know if you spent any time with Asante Samuel. Have you slipped him your business card saying, you know, you might want to play in Houston next year to help us take that next step forward,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to have to talk to him about that. We definitely need, you know, a sit-down corner like Asante. It'll be great to have, man. I would love to play with him.
How long before we see Mario Williams, your teammate in Houston, joining you here at the Pro Bowl?
Next year. Should have been here with me this year.
That's right.
He'll definitely be here next year.
It's a shame that Mario didn't make it. He absolutely deserved it. I'm curious from where you come from, the style that you play at the linebacker position, and this being your first Pro Bowl, do you turn it up? Can you dial it down in terms of practice, in terms of the actual game? How do you treat playing during practice and the Pro Bowl? Because, you know, some guys, they don't even want to be out there. They just want to make sure they don't get hurt. We know the speed that you play at. Yeah. How do you treat practice and the game?
Man, when it's game time, you know, you definitely have to turn it on because I can't go out there and, you know, take it easy on anybody because – you know, running backs, they're not going to take it easy on me. I take it light. I end up getting ran over out there looking. Yeah, and I'm looking bad.
Right.
So I got to look out for myself on that end.
Yeah, you don't, nobody, I was telling Adam earlier, no one wants to be embarrassed. You don't want to come out on the short end of the stick. But I'm sure there's those veterans that tell the first-timers, all right, here's how we do it. Here's how the game going to be played. And you've got to decide for yourself how you're going to approach it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Man. Ray already came to me like, hey, hey, youngster, hey, you got it. I'm not, you know, he's like, you got it, man. I may not do this, do that. You know, special teams, you know, a lot of guys, you know, special teams, we all we got. So those guys, for all first-timers out there on the special teams, so it's, man, it's just –
Last time did DeMeco Ryans run down on a kickoff?
Yeah, that's going to be a sight to see Sunday. I tell you that. Man, I hadn't ran down a kickoff since my senior year of high school.
I believe
And that's I don't know about that.
That's where you tell everybody, stay up, stay high,
please.
Stay on your feet.
Yeah, we had a kicker today. We was running through the kickoff team, and he kicked it out of bounds. He was like, yeah, that'll work.
That's right. Keep kicking it out of bounds. Don't worry about the penalty, right?
Kick it out of bounds every time. Don't worry about the penalty. We'll get out there and stop him. But, man. Then chasing down Devin Hester.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Have you lost some sleep over that? that, even in the Pro Bowl?
I've been thinking about that, how I'm set that guy down.
Hey, that's a hamstring injury waiting to happen. just trying to catch him.
Exactly.
Have you had that welcome to the Pro Bowl or, you know, I'm here with the All-Stars moment? You mentioned Ray Lewis. I got to imagine that's a pretty neat thing for you, playing linebacker with Ray. You know, maybe it's a guy on the offensive end. Has there been, you know, as a young player, and we know you well enough to know that you have a great appreciation for those who came before you, an appreciation for history. What has been that eye-opening welcome to the Pro Bowl moment for D'Amico Ryans?
I think it's just when we, you know, actually went out to the practice field and actually just seeing, like, all of the top guys, you know, just seeing all those guys out there and seeing everybody working together. I think that was my eye-opening moment then, right when I stepped out on the practice field, just to be working with all these, you know, big name guys at every position.
Now you're playing on the AFC Pro Bowl team, and we know the coaches that coached in the AFC Championship game, the San Diego Chargers coaching staff, is working with the AFC. So that means Teddy Cottrell is coaching the defense. So you have to learn a new defense. You have to learn what he teaches. How simple do they make it, and how complex might it be?
Oh, they make it real simple. You know, you don't play one single safety, so we
can't blitz.
So it's a very vanilla defense. We're playing cover three, and man. So it puts a lot of us.
You're doing this? Then you're doing this.
That's it. You know, you got, you know, under front or over front. But that's about it. You're either man or zone. So, and then offense, they can only line up. You know, they can't line up in trips. They can't motion. So they have to stay 2x2 formation. Okay. So it's pretty vanilla. It's just put a lot of guys, you know, a lot of one-on-one type situations. Mm-hmm.
Star linebacker, of course, from the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, live here at our set at the Players Hotel at the Eliane Resort and Spa in Honolulu, as D'Amico joins Adam Schein and Solomon Wilcott's Afternoon Blitz, Sirius NFL Radio. We mentioned Asante Samuel, and we're only half kidding. I mean, I think that he would be just a great fit for the Texans next year, if not him, maybe a free agent like Nnamdi Asamoah. You know, you guys really turned the corner, and Sally and I have loved the direction of the Texans the last few years. There's a lot of good people in that organization, a lot of talented players. We thought, you know, the quarterback position was solidified with Matt. You know, Mario certainly bounced back and had a great second season. What needs to happen next? You guys go 8-8. We know that was an established goal. Mm-hmm. What has to happen next? Because you guys are that close to making the playoffs.
Well, I think what has to happen is we have to, you know, get a few more guys in, get another pass rusher in on opposite of Mario, get another corner like Asante Samuel, get those pieces of the puzzle in, and we start playing, you know, more consistent, you know, stop turning the ball over as much as we did this past year and create more turnovers. I think that's going to take us to the next level, and that's going to help us get those next two or three wins, what it's going to take for us to get to the playoffs.
You guys were able to come up with significant wins. You finished at 500 for the first time. I got to believe that that's a significant benchmark for you guys to continue to build and go forward.
Right. That's definitely, you know, after we got the eighth win, we were definitely, you know, in the locker room like, you know, this is the point to no return. We're not going backwards anymore. It's all, you know, we're trying to add to the eight, you know, get to the eight and add to it. So we're not looking for going back towards, you know, being the old Texans. It's a new team in town. You know,
right.
We have to be recognized around the league. You know, we don't get a lot of, you know, publicity and stuff like that because we're not winning. So I tell guys, you wanna be on SportsCenter, you wanna be on NFL Network making things happen, we gotta go out and win some games, and that's definitely what's gonna turn around.
And I think it's big for you guys and big for Mario. I mean, he was doing the hula dance, you know, trying to get to the Pro Bowl. You beat the Broncos on the NFL Network.
Oh, yeah.
That's gotta be a good thing for you. I think you get it, D'Amico, in terms of, you know, the moments you guys get the national exposure, you guys have to take advantage.
Yeah, we definitely have to take advantage. I think we did take advantage that night when we had our live, you know, game on national broadcast, NFL Network. Guys were, you know, guys really pumped up because we hadn't experienced that with the Texans. So I think that was the start of us just getting more games because we went out and showed, you know, we're a young team that fly around and have a lot of fun out on the field.
I think the benchmark, obviously, in your division, a team, the Indianapolis Colts, has won that division 4 or 5 consecutive years. And then think your week 2 contest, you guys were that close. You played them really well, but you played them without your star wide receiver, Andre Johnson. I think you even lost a couple of more players due to injuries in that game. Do you kind of look at that Indianapolis Colts team as the benchmark, that when you guys can take the field and start beating them and beating Jacksonville, who you guys have been able to take on, you feel like, okay, now we arrive, because you can play at the highest level if you can take on the Colts.
That is our benchmark, the Colts. I mean, they've had our number. We've only beat them once, and, you know, in the history of playing the Colts, the Texans only beat them once, and that was, you know, 06. So that's they've won a division. Like you said, they won a division for past 5-6 years, whatever it may be. And, you know, to get to the top, you have to beat the team that's on top. You have to knock them off. So I think if we find a way to beat the Colts, and, you know, and beat them at home and beat them at their place, that's going to be the start of a new Texans.
How good did you guys in that locker room feel for Mario? Because, D'Amico, I was one of those guys. What are the Texans doing? They're not going to draft Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. That was a no-brainer. Mario Williams, I mean, it's not even up for a conversation. Last year, outplayed Reggie Bush, outplayed Vince Young. How good did you guys feel for Mario? Because you saw some minor injuries he had his first year. You saw when teams would double him. And you saw how he didn't adjust as quickly as he wanted to. And he's told us that before here on Sirius NFL Radio. How good did you guys feel for Mario Williams?
We felt great for him. I know it was a sigh of relief for him. But to actually see him, you know, going out and just being himself, just coming off the ball, making plays. It was a totally different Mario. But like you said, this year we had a healthy Mario. Mario wasn't healthy his first year, but he got his confidence up. And you can see once a player gets his confidence and he gets it rolling and he starts making plays, making sacks, they start coming in bunches. And that's what happened for him this year. And we were all excited for him.
Well, you got you got Mario. And talk to me about him, Obe Okoye. I see he's a young kid.
Yeah.
You know, going through his rookie year, and I just see him being maybe one of the next stars to go along with yourself and Mario on this defense.
Yeah, Moby, he's going to be a great player for us. He started off hot, but I think that the season got started wearing down on him a little bit.
Right. Rookie wall
got a little tough on him, but I told him it was all mental. But he's going to be a great player because he has that quickness at the three technique, and he can rush the passer in, you know, third down situations, which makes it better for him and Mario. They can't double them both.
I love talking to defensive players, especially in the AFC South, about this. How does it take so long for Fred Taylor to be recognized as one of the truly great running backs in the NFL?
And that's the question everybody's been looking for an answer to. I don't have the answer. I don't know how. You know, I was happy, very happy for him that he got his recognition this year to get out to the Pro Bowl, but for a guy, you know, to go under the radar that long is unbelievable. I don't see how that happens.
Does it make you maybe cherish your trip here that much more?
Yeah, definitely. Me being a young, this is only my second year in the league, and for me to be out here and just to be so young and just to see a guy like that who's waited his whole career and has been playing great. He had a great career, but to see him finally get out here after, you know, his 10th year is, you know, it really makes you really appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah. I mentioned how Matt solidified the quarterback position, and Sally and I are big fans of Matt Schaub. I love what he does in terms of his ability to play the position and also his leadership. Now, you know, we got to also mention Sage Rosenfels did a great job playing mm-hmm. quarterback for you. Is it going to be Matt's job, you think, when training camp starts, or will Coach Kubiak have a competition? How does that going to work out?
I would like to see a competition. I think it will definitely make both guys better. But I would love to see a competition between, because Sage is a great quarterback. Matt's a great quarterback. I would love to see those two, you know, go at the position head to head.
I get the sense that Matt Schaub brought something to your football team. Yeah. I mean, your ability to finish 500, that, you know, his arrival there, it was something significant about his presence on the team.
Oh, yeah. Man. When he first came in, just immediately after meeting the guy, you can just tell he's a winner and wanted to win. And, yeah, great, great leadership ability. It's something that we didn't have before at that position. You definitely need that coming from your quarterback.
Yep.
So he stepped in and he was that guy. And I think that just him just being the leader that he was, that automatically, you know, made things a lot better for him.
What does the Giants win in the Super Bowl do for you from this perspective? You know, the Giants 1 year ago were an 8-18. Now the Giants are Super Bowl champs. You guys just finished at 8-8. You know, and I think with the right offseason, the right picks in the draft, you know, getting a DB in, someone who can get to the quarterback, maybe a new offensive lineman or two, the Houston Texans can be in the postseason. And if you're in the postseason, you can make a legit run here, even in unpredictable fashion, to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can do that. You know, 8-18, making a run to the Super Bowl, man. That would be awesome. That would be, you know, couldn't explain that one. That would be great.
It's really amazing, too, D'Amico, I think, how the fans in Houston have really appreciated this team and the direction that the Texans are going in. I think that it's a great time to be a Texans fan. You know, we've talked to some of your teammates about this, that there's really now a great home field advantage for you guys, and you felt it in terms of the intangible becoming tangible this season, having a great home field advantage for the Texans.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helped us out a lot, having that home field advantage. I think the same thing goes with us winning. I think, you know, we get a lot more fans sticking around, staying with us, sticking through it with us, and, you know, they definitely come out and support us well.
D'Amico, we appreciate the time as always. Always great seeing you. And at least you survived the Adam Schein jinx when I said 2 years. You know, I said, yeah, D'Amico Ryans is going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You called it, man.
He did call it.
I was ahead of the curve.
I had my fingers crossed for you the whole time.
You know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when I said J.J. Arrington was going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, that didn't work out too well. That's what I mean by the Adam Schein jinx.
Okay. I see.
D'Amico Ryans, of course, star of the Houston Texans. Always good seeing you, my man.
Appreciate it.
Back after this on Sirius NFL Radio.